Welcome to this special episode of Astro Unicorn Radio. On this seasonal holiday night, or morning, wherever you are listening, I hope it's snowing wherever you are. And if it's not, just close your eyes and imagine that it's snowing. Drink a nice hot cup of chocolate. And if it's snowing outside, just go out there in your garden or parking place and build a nice snowman. And after that, come back inside and cuddle up with Astro Unicorn Radio. Turn up your heater. We're gonna start out with Nebraska, a track of Lights Out from the Down Low label. We'll be right back. Nebraska. With the track Lights Out from the Down Low album. Now we're gonna play a track from José Feliciano.
California dream. and Food Varsity.
There's gonna be the Roland Jupiter 8 live in the studio. We'll be right back.
Electronics. Japanese Electronics. Japanese Electronics. Japanese Electronics. Japanese Electronics. Japanese Electronics. Thank you.
Synthesizer History.
Hello again. Today we're standing before a Roland Jupiter 8 synthesizer from Japan, from the year 1981, produced until 1984, and according to what is known, 2000 Jupiter 8s were built, and it is considered by many one of the greatest synthesizer, analog synthesizers ever built. And well, I kind of agree with that, because the Jupiter 8 is pretty much a winner all the way as far as analog synthesizers go, polyphonic synthesizers. It's an 8-voice polyphonic synthesizer. That means you can play 8 notes at a time. And, well, it's pretty much the normal polyphonic 2-oscillator synthesizer setup. We got VCOs, voltage controlled oscillators, 1 and 2. We got a VCO modulator, and also there's like weird sync functions to make metallic sounds. We got an LFO, and we got a very nice filter section, and you can switch the filter between 12 and 24 decibels or dB. This is how it sounds, the typical Japanese Roland sound, a little bit woolly. But the Jupiter 8 does that Roland sound very luxurious. It sounds very detailed and crystal clear, something like that. I'm just fiddling with the knobs a little bit, trying to get VCO 1, just a pure VCO 1 tone, which is this. This is like a sawtooth sine wave. This is the sawtooth. Little bit of filtering over it. Now I'm gonna switch to the pulse waveform. There are two pulse waveforms. One is modulatable with the pulse width modulation, like this. This is the other pulse width waveform. So there are 4 waveforms on VCO 1, and then there's VCO 2, which has 3 waveforms and a noise generator, and you can mix them together with the source mix knob, which I'm doing now. As you can hear, there's some noise generator coming in. Now I'm gonna switch it to the sine wave. So there's a sine wave behind it now. And now there is another sawtooth behind it. And some more pulse width waveform, which isn't modulatable, the pulse width of VCO2, but that doesn't matter. And as you can hear, you can switch the VCF between 12 and 24 DB, which is kind of handy, because it gives an enormous sound palette. That's the hold button. And another extremely cool thing about this machine is the arpeggiator. Let me see how to... Yes, it's on. That's the arpeggio rate. It's a typical Jupiter 8 arpeggiator sound. And arpeggiator consists of the range, which is 1, 2, 3, and 4 octaves. And you can put it up or down. Now I'm twiddling on the filter a little bit, but now it's down, and there's also up and down. And this is the random arpeggiator function, which just randomly chooses the notes that you're pressing. This is a guaranteed hours of fun, just arpeggiating behind a Jupiter 8. Now I put on the sync oscillator sync function. As you can hear, the sound gets very metallic. Not metallic, but a little bit. I don't know how you call that. But if you have no idea what I'm talking about, just listen to the sounds. This is a cross modulation, something like that. Another really cool thing, apart from the arpeggiator, is that you can play two different sounds at the same time, so it's duo trimble. The polyphony gets cut in half then, but that's no problem. Then you still have four notes to play at the same time, which was for that time an enormous feat. And as you play two sounds at the same time, you can just switch between them using the panel mode and change the filter or whatever you want of each sound. Using it in a bi-trimble mode, and you get something like this. Apparently there were two different versions of the Jupiter 8, a 12-bit operating system one and a 14-bit operating system one. You might ask yourself, 12 and 14-bit and an analog synthesizer. Well, it had, of course, also chips for the system, because it also has memory and an arpeggiator and stuff like that. And people often think that an analog synthesizer doesn't have computer chips in them, but that's not true. Maybe only the early ones didn't have that. This is the LFO, and the LFO has different waveforms, also a random one, so you can have those freaky effects. And even though it's from the last one was made in 1984, the Jupiter 8 didn't have MIDI as standard, but it had DCB, which you might know from the Juno 60, kind of pre-MIDI controlling system from Roland, and you can easily control it through via MIDI with a converter, even though the connector is different than the one on the Juno 60. And there are also MIDI kits for the Jupiter 8, but yeah, it also has a trigger input for the arpeggiator, and it plays pretty well. So yes, those are the magic sounds of the Roland Jupiter 8. Now, hope I told you enough about this thing. Now I'm gonna play some freaky improvisation or something, and, so you can listen to the full capabilities of this monster synthesizer. Okay, enjoy. Thank you.
It wasn't like that. Thank you.
the Tramps of Prague from Franz Falkenhaus on Strange Life Records. And yes, we're almost at the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice evening. I'm gonna play one more track. It is Christmas after all. It's Crucify Your Mind from Sixto Rodriguez from Detroit.
Was it a huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique. But I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you. But how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?